Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is already the end of April. It is already the 29th of April. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. We are on this week, the last week of April, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, instead of Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We've decided to do something very, very different because of that. We're a little busy on Monday and Friday this week, so we decided to do Tuesday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good morning, good morning. We are talking about activation. We have been talking about activation for the last couple of weeks, and I'm excited to give you another great tool expound on activation. And it's going to be a little controversial this morning because a lot has been happening, a lot has been going on, and we've seen in the news some things that's been going on in the Baltimore, Maryland area, and that's where Dr. Arlene Spin is at, and I think I'm going to get her to say a couple words about what's been going on in that area in a few minutes. I see her in the queue. I'm going to get you in a second, but I'm going to tune it up for you a little bit. If those of you who watch the news and those of you who don't even watch the news, you know, you see it on Facebook, you see it on Twitter, you probably even see it on Pinterest, I don't know. So, you know, some people look at the news anywhere and everywhere they go. Even if you get like a text to your phone, you know, you don't really have to look at the news today. You can just go on Facebook and see what's going on. And there's a bunch of people putting out videos that are, you know, negative. They're not always the positive Les Brown, Tony Robbins, I believe his name is. Can't even think of his name right now. Despite of what's going on, despite of what's happening, we hear that there's some things going on in the Baltimore, Maryland area. But today is April 29th, and the sun is shining bright. The sun is coming, and it's going to be in the 70s today. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I can feel it now in my room. I won't know how to react when I get out. But let's see how Dr. Arlene Spann is doing this morning. Good morning, Dr. Arlene Spann. How are you this morning?
I am here alive and well. Mic check. I have a headset on this morning, so I have to do a mic check. Mic check, 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you loud and clear. Loud and clear. So how are you this morning?
I am well this morning. Just well. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to enjoy this wonderful, awesome, amazing day that we have that God provided for us with the sun. And, oh, it's going to be an amazing day. An amazing day. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Awesome. And what are your thoughts about the things that are going on down there in the Baltimore, Maryland area?
Wow. It's just amazing to me to see the different reactions that people have to the different things that are occurring and that happens in our country, and to see how we need to be, in my opinion, somewhat re-educated on how to respond and how to react, because we tend to take one thing and our response, especially when we're responding in violence, especially when we're responding and we are destroying our own property, then that's something to make you think, how are we educating our children? What are we telling them? How are we giving them coping skills? Just what have we as a nation, a parent, a people, what have we done to show our children the proper way to respond and where to go to respond? Is it in the streets that we're going to respond in, like the olden days? You remember they used to have the fights where someone would have a gun at one end of the of a town, and another person with a gun at the other end, they'll duel it out. Well, this is something a little bit different. So what are we as parents, or we as teachers, or we as a community, what are we teaching and what are we displaying to our children as far as how to cope? So that's just something to think about. Just what have we become, you know? And that's all I have to say right now. Just what have we become? Back to you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And this morning we were talking about activating your peace, and I think that's a perfect topic because of what's going on. And we may spend a little more time on it tomorrow because, like you said, we need to re-educate what we're doing. And see, that's the thing. It's not just in your area. It's on the news. Mm-hmm. But it's not just in your area. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. People don't understand. It's not just in your area. It's everywhere, but they're just pinpointing that one area and saying, oh, my God, oh, my goodness, what's going on? Oh, my, you know, and that's everywhere. You know, things are shutting down. People are running. People are, you know, I just heard fire trucks and fire engines and, this morning, and the police, you know, the sirens, and I just heard that this morning. So there's things going on. You just don't hear about it on the news. So ladies and gentlemen, if you are just tuning in, we are talking about peace, but Dr. Ellingson is from the Maryland-Baltimore area, and she just taught us a couple of things, and I want you to go on Facebook and say that we're talking about peace this morning, especially in the Baltimore area. But it's not just in the area. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You know, and that's one thing what I don't like about the news. We pinpoint an area. We pinpoint Africa. We pinpoint certain areas. We pinpoint New Jersey. We pinpoint Philadelphia and say, oh, my God, it's so horrible. and it is, but we, because we're not, like you said, because we're not re-educating the people and telling them what options and what strategies do they have, you know, and I was just looking at Dr. Jamal Bryant last night, and he's from the Baltimore area, and you know, he's on the news and everything. He comes to our church almost every year for the Pastors and Leaders Conference, and he is a great preacher. But on the other hand, it's everywhere. It's just everywhere. So, you know, what do you think? What are some strategies you think that can help us to move forward from this?
Well, I think one of the things is that start to look for more good than bad. Tendency to pull out that which is the most horrific, to pull out that which is touches everyone everywhere. But, you know, start to look for things like, you know, remember how people report about the person who saved the cat out the tree. You know, I mean, start looking in your start looking in your and see who is doing good. What about the kid who just invented whatever it was that they just invented? Or what about the kid who just got an A or just won the spelling bee? Or start looking for good. And when you start looking for good, you begin to see the diminish, as far as you're concerned, things around you, so that you can be peace. God said he blessed are the peacemakers. So you want to make yourself a peacemaker. You don't want to be amongst those who are always running. And understand, when you look at the images are showing many times people are running towards the destruction. But God wants us to shun that, run away from it. You are the peacemaker. Understand that if you are here and you are a believer, you are a peacemaker. And because of that, you are blessed as a result. So you begin to look for the good as opposed to the bad. And the whole situation, I like what people have focused on the mom who did good. In my opinion, she went out, and I can imagine her saying, boy, I raised you better than that. Boy, look at this. Look, what in the world are you doing out here? I haven't heard her interview, and I know that there is one for her. But I do know, I can just imagine. You know, it's like if I were to see my child, what in the world, what do you mean following little JoJo and what he's doing and you're out here? What's wrong with you, boy? That's not how we do things, and that's where the peacemakers come. We take control, first of our own actions, and then if we surround us that we have influence over, maybe we need to influence them in a positive light. That's what I have to say concerning that, Jamie. Back to you.
Awesome. Well, that is awesome because, you know, there is a lot going on, and you're right, we got to start looking at the teachers and the schools and what's positive. And that's always what I do, you know. No matter how negative my life is, my, you know, the situations around me are, or who got in what, you know, who has a problem, who doesn't have a problem, who has a situation, I'm always looking at the solution. And personally, Arlene, you know, you know, if there's a problem or situation, give me a call. Let's see if we can find a solution, you know. And that's how I've always been, and that's how I will be continuing no matter where I go. But, you know, it is true. You know, we need to look at more solutions than problems. And that's not only in the Baltimore area. Philadelphia is the same way. My grandma lives in South Philly, and I remember one year I think she was in her living room, and she heard some gunshots, so she jumped to the floor, and I guess they were running by her street or her, because she lives on a corner, and, you know, they were running by her street, but she's an older woman, and, you know, things are going to happen. Things are going to occur. You cannot stop things from something happening. You can't stop from a person having a gun. You can't stop a person from having a knife. You can't stop a person. Well, you can, but it's going to be kind of hard. You know, even if you walk in the store and you know, you're just going to get some milk, and somebody comes in behind you and says, "Give me all your money," you know. To all the people in the store, you know, things are happening everywhere because of the economy, you know, and I guess some people are looking at the wider picture. I was looking at, I know we don't have enough time to go into all of it, but last night I was looking at Pastor Jamal Bryant's church, because I do that often on a Tuesday night, and some of the things that people were saying is we're not giving back to the kids, we're not we're not focusing on the community. We're not sending people to college. The taxes are too high. You know, people don't have money for this, and people don't have money for that. And, oh, my goodness, you know, Pastor Jamal Bryant was getting all the men together and having a meeting. And that's all good. That's all good. That's great. But what are you doing the day after to solve that problem? You know, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, are you just saying we're going to have a meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting? Or are you coming to fix whatever's broken in the community or in a person's neighborhood? You know, and I know pastors can't go door to door. I know pastors can't, you know, some people can't go door to door. Some people can't go to certain communities because they're just rough, you know, and no one really listens to them. But who can you listen to in the rough communities and the communities that are just so ghetto? You know, who can you listen to? Put them up as a leader, and maybe we can figure out some strategies. But, you know, we got to start somewhere. Because even over here in the Jersey area, it's still not perfect. There's still people, druggies walking around, you know. I don't do it as often, but I walk around in the morning, and it's peaceful, it's quiet, but it's just, you never know who's going to come around the corner and hit you, you know, so you got to watch out for your safety, you know. You know, you got to watch out for you, you know. A lot of times mm-hmm. I'll carry scissors on me, you know, because you never know who a dog will jump out on you, or, you know, somebody will try and do something. But you never know what's going to happen. It could be broad daylight, you know, and something just jump out at you, you know. And you're like, what in the world? You know, and there's just so many things going on. Like, I was, my sister was talking yesterday, and she said one of the guys touched one of the ladies the wrong way at on a job, you know. There's always mm-hmm. something happening. There's always something occurring. And that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. What is the solution? What is the solution? That, I guess that should be a topic of the day too. You know, what is the solution? How can you activate the solution? How can you activate the strategies and get rid of the problem? The problem is big. The problem is huge. Okay, let's go knock mm-hmm. this down. Let's go knock that down. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. But how can you solve the problem and make it better? You know, I'm on the show.
And maybe to interject, because you said something that prompted me to think about something that I read in the Bible, and that's the book I really like reading. It's the Bible. And in that book, it speaks about, it actually lets us know what's going on now, because, you know, you hear about Nepal, you hear about earthquakes, you hear about all those things. But in Matthew, God tells us that, you know, in these last times that there will be nations against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms and families against families and all these different things, earthquakes. And he tells us that this is going to happen. So he already knew that these things would happen. But he wanted us to know that it's like saying, okay, but that's just the beginning. You see this. I'm letting you know now that this is going to happen. When you see it, don't look weary like, oh, my God, what just happened over there? They are all out in the street. I told you that people were going to be doing this, because lawlessness and people who have an absence of our Lord and Savior, or my Lord and Savior, or our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in their life, that's how they're going to respond. See, they're going to react to anything that comes. Is it to say that that's what they should do? I am in agreement. I did not hear what Pastor Jamal said, but I'm in agreement that we do need more, what am I going to say, like mentorship things in place, or we do need more people who are showing our young people or guiding them the way that they should go. You know, God tells parents, child, in the way that they should go, so that when they are old, they won't depart from them. So they'll find their way back, even if they should derail. So I'm looking at it from a God perspective, and that perspective is simply, I've already told you that there are going to be families against families. I've already told you nations against nations. I've already told you that. What's the solution? The solution is turning to God. That's the solution. It's finding him, and in finding him, you find the inner peace. That's where it starts. It's in the innermost part of your being, within you first. And you might ask, okay, Arlene, so then just why do I need a mentor, or why do we need somebody in a particular area? Look at the young men, look at the young women, look what they were doing. That's the reason you need mentors, to help guide them in the proper direction of the way they should go. So that's my take on that one this morning. Okay, Jamie, back to you.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. You know, we need mentors, but would you agree that we probably need mentors and coaches in every community?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Totally agree, because, you know, in the decline of things, like I said, we still need to find the good, because there are young entrepreneurs out there doing their thing. So we don't want to take away from them and totally focus on the destruction that's happening, or the death and destruction that's happening. But for us, we still need, and that's what the mentor will do, will help the young people to find, you know, what is the good in all of this? What is it that, you know, what are you solving, you know, when you handle things in such a manner that you're destroying your own neighborhood? And then you have something so that they can think about, what is it that we just did? What just happened? And maybe from that, they begin to see, wow, we need help. We need to redirect our energies. We were using our energies in the wrong manner. Instead of using physical force, we should have been using mental force. We should have been using our brain where it counts the most, in the courtroom or on a piece of paper or in a book or whatever, however that mentee would do to help, that mentor would help that mentee, would be so welcome, especially in a time like this. Back to you, Jane.
Right. So you're saying use the teens to be a mentor to others.
Not necessarily. We need people who are going to keep the process going. They're going to keep people growing. The idea is that we grow. We don't stay in the same place where we were in yesteryear. We begin to grow and see the young people achieving something that is notable. That's the goal, is that they are not, we're not just looking at the destruction. We're looking at how can we take them from where they are and coach or mentor them and bring them up so that they can see the potential. These children have great potential, but it's just been misdirected, misguided, and they think that the way you should answer things is to duel it out, is to destroy things. But they need people like us that will come along and say, there's another way. If you are upset, put it in a book. Now it becomes a bestseller. Now you're redirecting your energies, and not only are you helping yourself, but you're better able to help others. So there's a lot of work, Jamie, that still needs to be done to help them. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. But if people begin to link arms like people are doing, walk together, and begin to help our young people live a better balanced life, then I think we'll be able to help not all, but at least one or two to move forward and get out of the sea that there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a better way. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. Awesome. And that's similar to what Pastor Jamal Bryant and others were talking about. One of the guys said that one of the biggest things we should be doing is letting the elders redirect the teams and let them be on the front line. And I think that was like it, you know, because nowadays we have elders that need to sit and not relax, but push the teams out, to push the college people out and direct them and say, okay, you need to go here, you need to go here, you need to go here, and tell me when it's done. And that's something that we all need. That's not just in the Baltimore area. That's something that we all need. And I think we're going to further this discussion tomorrow, because it's been on the news, I think a week? You know, it feels like a week, you know. And my dad's been looking at it. And I understand what you're saying, though. Put your energy into the peace. Put your energy into the positivity. Put your energy into a strategy or a solution, and not on a problem or something that can't be redone or redid. And that's what a lot of the people have done today. Les Brown, Tony Robbins, pastors done that. You know, instead of putting your energy into some person who really doesn't matter, put your energy into the word. Put your energy into how can I be a better light to the community and to the people that are around me and build it up mm-hmm. that way. So mm-hmm. we are out of time, mm-hmm. but we are not out of what we're going to talk about again on tomorrow. I believe we're going to, I'm going to change the topic to activating your peace. And we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. And then next week, I can't wait. We're going to talk about mompreneurs and mm-hmm. How we can help mompreneurs. How we can help the moms today. How can we help strive and thrive for the next mother? You know, mothers are so often misplaced and overlooked. But mm. how can we help build the next mother, the next teen? You know, because some teens are living in a house where they don't have a mother. So how can we reach out to them as well? We're going to get to that as well. But Dr. Ellingsman, how can we get in touch with you and your book and the things that you have for us?
Yes. I really want to leave with this. I need people to, or I would like for people to, read Psalms 37:37 that talks about peace. Okay, so I want you to go read Psalms 37, verse 37. But if you want to connect with me, you can reach me at arlenesweats@gmail.com, or you certainly may visit www.arlenesweats.com and can send me a comment. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. So this has been an awesome topic. I'm excited to actually share some information with you, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, and thank you for tuning in. You can always reach me at jamiesjournal@gmail.com, J-A-I-M-E-S, journal@gmail.com. I'm on all social media, and we're going to continue this discussion tomorrow on activating your peace and talking about what's on the news. But I want to stir away from that because it is such a non-negative. It's so much negative going on. I can't even say it all, but I want to thank you for joining me and tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. for another episode of Jamie's Journal. And tell everyone to tune in as well because this topic can change lives, can give you a strategy, but are you open to receive it? So I want to say God bless you today and go out there and activate your wealth. On Jamie's Journal. God bless you.